ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The importance, the definition, and the benefits of fasting and prayer. The importance, the benefits, and the definition of fasting and prayer. Anything in the kingdom or in Christianity, anything in the kingdom and in Christianity that is not well understood will be abused. Anything in the kingdom and in Christianity that is not well understood will be abused. Sometimes the abuse may be costly. Very costly. And one of the abused practice, and one of the misunderstood practice in the Christendom is fasting and prayer. Please, beyond what I'm saying, I pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Amen. I don't want Him to say to you what I'm saying. Because if He cannot go beyond what I'm saying, then it will not become an impact. I will speak as your brother, a disciple, as I trust the Lord also as I move on in this journey. So please, pay attention. In the process, we may, because it's a class, you will ask questions. So take note of your questions at the end. Now, in Matthew chapter 4, can we start from verse 1? I remember for several years of my life, or for some notable years of my life, the Lord always, or He took time to deal with me on Matthew 4 and Luke chapter 4. It's something that I cannot forget, that verse, because the Lord dealt with me on them. All right, Matthew chapter 4. Yes, sir, from verse 1.
Then was Jesus led up to the Spirit.
Led up of the Spirit.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Into the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
To be tempted of the devil.
To be tested of the devil. I think you have other translations are there. Can we have other translations? How did he speak? Verse 1. Amplified.
Then Jesus
was led
guided
by the Holy Spirit
into the wilderness
desert
to be tempted,
which is what?
Tested
and tried
by the devil.
Okay,
verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And when he had fasted,
now take note that when he had fasted 40 days, now there's something quiet there. Why did he fast? Was he told to fast?
No.
An express instruction to fast?
No.
Why did he fast?
Was led by the Spirit.
Into the wilderness to be tested.
Yes, sir.
But he fasted. He was to be tested, but he fasted. Not that he was told to go and fast. We talk where the Bible talks. Is that not so now? He was led by the Holy Spirit to be tested and tried by the devil. Verse 2 now says, and when he had fasted. Go on, sir.
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
He was afterward and hungry.
Can you read Amplified? Verse 2.
And when and he went without food.
See, do you see? Amplified brought it, you know, a little bit more friendly, as it were. You know that King James says when he had fasted. But look at where Amplified put it, as if to say, yes, he was to be tested. And Amplified now said, when he went without food for 40 days and 40 nights.
And later.
He was hungry. Another translation there? NIV. Verse 2.
After fasting for 40 days.
And 40 nights.
He was hungry.
Okay? Luke chapter 4. Because those are the two accounts of this record. So we want to see the perspective of Matthew and how did Brother Luke also bring it up. It's a study, so we have to take our time, trusting that the Holy Spirit himself will help us in the name of Jesus Christ.
And Jesus.
After the teaching, you ask your questions. And Jesus,
being full of the Holy Ghost, returned.
Yes.
From Jordan.
Yes, sir.
And was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Go on, verse 2.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil.
Okay, you see that? Go on, please.
And in those days, he did eat nothing.
When they were ended, he afterward hungered. What does that tell you? You know, it's as if Brother Luke now is bringing it quite. Are you with me now? What do you notice in the difference of that account in Matthew and Luke? Yes?
Luke actually explained to us the situation of Jesus.
Okay.
After he had fasted. Why Matthew just brings to us about how the Holy Spirit led him to wilderness and led him to fast.
All right. I think I get the point, but that's not the point I'm looking for. Yes. Look at the difference between Matthew's account of verse 1 and 2. Look at the way Brother Luke also say that 1 and 2. What do you notice? The difference there.
The one thing I noticed is that being 40 days tempted of the devil.
Okay.
This, what I saw in Luke was that he was tempted throughout the
40 days. But Brother Matthew just said he was led there to be what? Tempted. If you go to Luke chapter 1 and start from verse 1. Now, in the theological world, the most accepted synoptic gospel that explains the life of Christ is Luke. Because Luke was based on research, careful observation, report gathering, he himself being a physician, a doctor, learned. We accept his account because he was like the secretary of Paul. He was the writer of the book of Acts. So he detailed the experience of the early church and it became a template we are following to today. He told Theophilus, he said, I have researched well into it. In fact, if you see the way Brother Luke started, Luke chapter 1, look at it. Please go on. If you look at the way he started, it will give you an answer to a question Muslims are asking. Yes?
For as much as many as taking in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which most surely delivered among men, even as delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses, and the ministers of the word,
It seemed good to me also.
Having had perfect understanding of all things. From the very first.
To write unto thee.
In order. Most excellent.
So you see, the way he started it is different from every other account. You understand? Now, take note that they say many. Do you understand? So there are many, right? That's why somebody say he saw the lost book of the Gospel of Barnabas. Gospel. There are people writing even what they don't know. Even the Jews wanted to write what they see. Many people wanted to write about that account. People wrote. That, but the church did not. There are a lot of writings about, Jesus is, that's why you find all kinds of documents and Islam try to lay claim on some others. This is accepted because of agreement, because it came from the mouth of the apostles. This brother said, I have had perfect understanding. Now, when an academic person of that day is talking, he knows what he's saying. He's the one that wrote to us the book of Acts. Go and see the way Acts also started. So, the reason why you find out that Luke brings explanation to what Matthew writes. That's why anything you read from Matthew and Mark, go and do, you know, a kind of cap up in book of Luke. Are you with me now? John is purely from Revelation angle. In the beginning was the word. So it's not a synoptic gospel. Synoptic is something that is based on the eyewitness account, historical record of the life of Jesus. John did not try to introduce an historical Jesus to us. He introduced a Jesus, the Christ, from the angle of who he is, who he was, and who is to come. And that's why you saw him carry that also into the book of Revelation. Are we together? Back to it. So you now find out that Jesus was tempted for 40 days. Are you with me now? So, what was Jesus' response to test? Fast. Are we together?
Yes.
Not that the Holy Ghost told him to fast. We didn't see that. Because if you see the way Brother Luke put it, being tempted for 40 days, and in those days, you can't have a serious exam and be looking for gala. You are not following me. How many of you have written an exam before in your life? How many of you? We all have. Were you in the exam or thinking of jollof rice? Why? Why? Why is it not? Are you not a human being? How many of you have written an exam before and you are hungry during that exam? Eh? Myself, did you go out to look for gala? You see, sometimes when food is trying to tell you that it's something big, it's not something big. Because on a normal day of simple exam in school, you didn't rush out to go and buy gala. Don't let food tell you what it's not. Now, why on earth will you write a paper? You are hungry, but if you have not said submit, food is not on your agenda. When do you see us going to go and eat? It's when you have finished a paper. Sorry, sir. It's when you finish a paper, you now look for Coke. And say, you know, you now hear something like, oh, I cannot kill himself, Jerry. It's hard, but oh, give me one donut. Amen. I remember when I registered for GC. Do you know I could not sleep very well? You know the sleep I thought I was battling with? Sleep was part of my problem. The morning of my GC, I woke up, I think as early as 2 or 3. The question is, where is the spirit of sleep at that time? So let's discuss, brothers, now. Has it not happened to you? Eh? I woke up early, and you'll be baffling at 3:34. Because there's a sense of what? Tests. Exam. When I got to the exam hall, I could not get to center and be looking for rice and beans. Pelu eranto nishan. I could not think of it. I couldn't do. No. What was in my mind? 9. Exam will start by 9. Do you know that it was after we finished, I will not be looking for a roadside, whatever. Why? A sense of purpose. You see, it's wrong to just fast without a sense of purpose. No. Please, I don't know if we're going to take this in part 1 and part 2. But let's just go. Is it clear to this point?
Yes.
Being tempted in these 40 days. Go on, sir. What did you see in that Bible, sir? Look. And Jesus. Verse 2.
Being 40 days tempted of the devil.
Now, you are asking that. Which kind of temptation did they raise in that place? Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eye. Pride of life. You know, if you read those scriptures, does it look like this thing should take 40 days?
Mm-hmm.
You're not following me. Mm-hmm. Eh? The first thing they said was what? Turn this stone. Mm-hmm. Does that look like something that can pass 30 minutes? Talk to me now.
No.
So what was there? Turn this stone to bread. And Jesus answered. Eh? Uh-huh. The next one is what? It took him to a high mountain, and then he said, he should come down and it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee. Are you seeing it? Uh-huh. And he responded. Does that look like what can take 1 hour?
No.
What's the next one? If thou will fall down and worship me, all shall be thine. And he said, get thee behind me. Does that look like what takes another 1 hour? Can't all those temptations be summarized in one day? What is this being tempted for 40 days? Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
Are you reasoning with me?
Yes.
All this, if I want to, you want to test somebody, even our own exam of objective 50 questions. Are you with me? And then theory, we used to finish everything in one day. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, what is this? Three so-called temptation. Is it not three?
Yes,
I said, is it not three?
Yes,
why is it taking 40 days? You've not thought along those lines. Because being tempted for 40 days and 40, I mean, read for me again. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and I love that phrase, and in those days. Being 40 days tried, tested. How did that amplify put it?
For during 40
days. I like that. During 40 days.
In the wilderness. Desert.
Uh-huh.
Where he was tempted.
Uh-huh.
Tried.
Uh-huh.
Tested.
Uh-huh.
Exceedingly.
By the devil.
He ate nothing
during those days. During those days. You know what that suggests to me? When you sit down, you look at it. What could Lucifer be setting to him? It's a very strong scripture. We could glean a light from it. We don't know, maybe the devil came on the first week to raise the first matter. Are you with me now? Such that it was in the third. How many weeks are in 40 days and 40 nights? 4 weeks and close to 6 weeks. Because 30 days makes 4 weeks, and 40 makes the fifth week and some days. So 5 weeks plus. So maybe, did you hear my word? Maybe, ba? Because the Bible didn't say it. Are you following me now? We are signing with the Bible. But can we just reason? To test somebody, these things does not take 9 hours. Responding to him does not take this long. Are you with me now? But when you say, led to the wilderness to be tested of the devil, does he also suggest to you that the devil did not also live for those 40 days? Oh, you didn't follow me. If he was tested for 40 days. Hope you know if you read further. Please read further.
And when they were
ended,
he was hungry.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus answered him.
Uh-oh, you've left verse 3.
Verse 3. The devil said unto him,
uh-huh,
if thou be the Son of God.
What does this suggest to you again? That it was after 40 days. Look at it again.
When they were completed.
When they were what?
Completed.
Uh-huh.
He was hungry.
He was hungry.
And the devil said unto him.
You see that? Oh, you didn't follow this. You didn't see what we are saying. Did you see it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, tell me what you saw.
And what I saw is that the day of his fasting
had
been completed.
And the temptation of the 40 days, they did not write it. Oh, you didn't follow that. What did they write?
It is after the
40 days. They now said, because it was hunger that made Satan to say, turn this stone to bread. Another hour of need.
During that is fasting.
He was tempted.
But it was not recorded.
Why was he not recorded? So, when you think what Jesus came to do on earth, you know, because of summary of scriptures, he may not make you see the depths. When the Bible says he was tempted in all points as we are, it's too large. Yet, without sin. I don't know the mystery and the discussion of those 40 days that is not meant for us to discuss. The heaven says, close this, let it be between him and you. People will not understand this one. So when Jesus said you can overcome the devil, he knows what he's saying. Because the next one they began to talk about, they are the things that has to do with me and you. Need. If thou be the Son of God, turn, because he was now hungry. Because the Bible said when they were ended. Did you see when they were ended in your Bible?
Yes.
And did you see being tempted 40 days? Did you see it in your Bible?
Yes.
Hey, when they were ended, Satan has not gone. When they were ended. Oh, you didn't follow me now.
Yes.
When the 40 days time, hope you know the Holy Ghost also did not say like the duration. He was led. We only found out how many days he took because of the fasting record we saw. Are you getting it now? But, you know, I have said something in front. I'm trying to correct it now. Did you notice that? I said, did you notice that? Because Matthew's account looked like he was tempted on those three within the 40 days. But Luke's account make us to see that they were ended, and you know for him, well researched. Now, he didn't remove the fact that he was tempted. Are you following me?
Yes.
They were ended. Turn this stone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And verse 3 is, and command this stone that it may bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written,
man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Verse 5.
And the devil taking him up into an iron.
So the one recorded is after the fast. After the 40 days. Of course, they did not tell us he went to eat. Oh, you didn't follow this. Are you getting me? But it was when they were ended, when hunger now came. So he has not broken his fast. Don't forget that. Has he broken his fast? He hasn't. He was still in fast. So probably this year extended to 41. We don't know, but at least we saw they were ended somewhere. Or maybe all these three happened on the 40th day. Do you get that suggestion? Do you get that suggestion? Aha. He said that they lacked because they were ended means he was hungry. Probably he has finished. And now, this thing is over. Are you with me now? But it's as if Satan now said, no, before you go, let's raise another one. Let me use your need. The need is the need of legitimate need, you. Is this unlegitimate need? Hunger. When they were ended, please go on.
Taking him up into an high mountain.
Yes.
Showed unto him
the kingdoms of this world. Is it not the kingdom you came to collect? Let's go take it now. Maybe Satan look at it and say, okay, let's go to another dimension. Let's go to the issues that has to do with your soul, your flesh. Your soul, your flesh. Go on.
In a moment of time.
And then Jesus responded, please, can you go to the last temptation?
Verse 9. He brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God,
cast yourself down
from hence.
Uh-huh.
For and Jesus answered, For it is written,
He shall give
his angel. Okay, the devil.
That's the devil. Just move on from it.
He shall give his angel.
Now the devil said that. Please, let's move on because I want to see the end of that temptation.
Verse 12. And Jesus answered, saying unto him,
thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse 13.
And when the devil had ended all the temptation.
Now look at this. Do you know when you say all the temptation, what does that include? The 40 days and the so-called one after, or maybe at the last day when he ended the fast. When he ended all the temptation. Yes?
He departed from him for a season.
That shows you, if it says he departed from him for a season, it means all through that period, he did not depart. That means for complete 40 days.
Complete circle of temptation. He temporarily left him.
So he temporarily left him. Means during those times, he did not leave.
Took off from him.
And that he even left is for a season.
He came back later.
All the times he came back, they may not detail everything for us. So if the devil left him for a season, is it you that the devil will leave permanently?
No.
So, what do you first, because Jesus is our example. What did you first pick from that fasting of the life? Because that's our example. Don't quickly go and pick Big Moses as your fasting example. Don't go to Elijah or Esther. Mm-mm. Don't quickly cross to Daniel. We can only see all of them in light of this man Jesus. Number one, why did he fast?
Because of the temptation and the trial.
There was a need.
And there was a purpose.
There was a purpose. Write that down. Every fasting must have a need and a purpose. Now please, when we say like this, why, if Jesus fasted because there was a need, the question is, what was the need? What was the need? That is why did he need to fast? That was the answering why. The question is, what is the need that made Jesus to fast?
The test.
Now, take note, not just the tests, but the tester. Hey, oh Jesus, please help me to explain this thing. Oh God, help me to explain this thing. Help me, oh Lord, to explain this thing. The need is not just because of the tests. Because it's not just that test never came again. Are you with me now? Yes. Is it because test did not come again?
No.
Other days where test came again, was he fasting?
No.
You didn't follow me. But because of the abiding perseverance of the tester. Because of the abiding presence and the perseverance of the tester, he needs to fast. Every fast has a need and a purpose. Listen to this. That is a general statement. Do you know that? A fast has a need and a purpose. But excuse me, the first manifestation of the word fasting, do you see it? That Jesus was fasting to get a car. Jesus was fasting to get money.
No.
Did he ever fasted to get anything?
No.
Why did he fast? Because of the tester, the tempter. Please wait. Note your question. Take note of this. We don't fast because of something. No. No. Who is our example? Did he ever command anybody to fast for anything?
No.
The apostles ever did?
No.
No. We fast not for something. First, because there's a test. But not the test. It is the abiding perseverance and stubbornness of the tempter. That's why we fast. Listen, why? Jesus revealed something to us about this tester. If you understand that, it will help you to fast. We will go to how to fast. Because some people don't know how to fast. And the word fast look like, see, when I fast, things should be fast. It's not true. You know somebody say, fast to make things fast. If anything is slow, fast to make them fast. No. No. In fact, when you fast, things may be more slower. We do not fast for something. When you fast for something, you are an idolater. It means that thing has so consumed you. You need it to, that you could fast for it. You are in idolatry. Excuse me. Did the Jews not say we will fast until Paul is killed? Is that not fasting too? Imagine some people say, Emma Gunjawa Fuamo, 1 kilo desa, until Chipo Obaku. Fasting to murder. Hope you know the experience of Paul going to Rome. They also fasted for fear. So you say, don't just say we are fasting. Some people can fast because of fear. This thing may overtake us, so let us fast. We do not fast for something. We fast because of the tester. Let us see what Jesus revealed a statement about the tester. Please don't sleep now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting blessed already?
Yes, sir.
You receive your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Oh, this statement is one of the statements that the Lord used to help my heart. It made me to understand this tester. Yes? Every translation.
King James.
Jesus turned. Oh, the Lord will help our understanding. Jesus turned and said to Peter,
"Get behind me, Satan."
Please, my wife. Are you with me now? Are you following me? Look at this. Jesus turned and said to Peter, see that? He now said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." I'm expecting Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Peter." What does that quickly? Let's quickly trust the Lord to cross our leg on something there. What does that share with you? Satan can be inside somebody who is even a follower. I mean, Satan can. No, in that place, you know they were not yet saved.
Yes.
They were not saved. Until Christ died and rose from the dead, nobody was saved. Yes, he could enter into them. That's how he entered into Judas. Tell us that Judas was a follower. But when Christ died and rose, Satan could not possess anymore. It could only influence. So sometimes a so-called brother can release his will to the devil. We must learn to identify that thing inside that brother talking, not him. So that sometimes we can rebuke that influence. Because Satan cannot possess a believer, but he can influence a carnal person, a believer who yields to the flesh. You will see them manipulating his mind as if he's a puppet and a doll. The only thing is that he cannot possess. That's what gives the chance and time for that believer to repent and come to his senses. Why? Because the spirit was not possessed. Get thee behind me, Satan. Yes?
You are a stumbling block.
Look at this. You are a stumbling block. If he's a stumbling block to Jesus, is the devil not a stumbling block to you? Imagine Jesus Christ is humble. I cannot stumble. He's saying, you are a stumbling. I like this. Somebody said, well, we are there. We've been working with John for 25. Stop that. Jesus confessed that this person, if I don't deal with him, I will stumble. He said it there. You are a stumbling block. Get away. It's like something will make me stumble. What do? Take it away. Jesus was not proud. He said, look, this thing can make me stumble. You are a stumbling block to me. He said, it's there now. Get it behind me, authority. Yes?
You do not have in mind the things of God.
Please, slowly.
You do not have in mind.
You do not have
in mind.
In mind, okay.
The things of God.
You don't have in mind the things of God. Yes?
But the things of men.
What does that tell you? Another translation? Hear the Bible. This thing gave me insight about the limitation of the devil. Yes? Amplified.
But Jesus turned away from Peter and said to him, get behind me, Peter. You are in my way, an offense, and a hindrance, and a snare to me. For you are minding what partakes not of the nature and quality of God.
You are minding what partakes not of the nature and quality of God.
But of men.
Yes? Another translation?
ESV. But he turned and said to Peter,
just read that last phrase.
Okay. For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. Yes. Get the idea behind me, Satan. You are not setting. That tells you something. Satan cannot reason at the level of spiritual things. We can see that influence in Peter. That Peter too is not reasoning at that level because it's Satan that is doing it. Are you following me?
Yes.
Satan has no capacity to reason at the level of God because if he can reason, they say the Messiah will come. They say he will die. They say he will set his people free. Didn't you read that from prophecy? How could you not understand it? That when he came, you still was to crucify the Lord of glory. You now crucify him, you now say, what did I do? If you are the son of God, he could not know. Because Satan has no capacity to understand God can come in the flesh. There's no capacity in him to do that. But do you know something? We can understand it. You see, you don't know that you are higher than Lucifer by all rights. It's really degrading to allow him to influence you. You see, one of the things that helps a brother or a sister is that constant understanding of your place makes the devil to constantly be under your feet. That's why people like the apostles, they daily walk till they get to eternity. They were able to defeat him regularly. It's not like I fell last year. There are, this one say, Lord, and now I'm weak. God said, but there are brothers who live consistently above that same devil. Where is your understanding? Thou savourest not the things that be of God. You don't understand it. You don't have it in mind. You saw it. Isaiah prophesied nothing designed behind the bar. He said it plainly like this. You could not decipher. They were tempting Jesus. You know, sometimes you will know that Satan is limited. Excuse me. The day Jesus was having meeting with his disciples, who do men say I am? And Peter said, you are Christ, son of the living God. Shouldn't that be enough for him to know? Okay, what happened? It means he was not what? He was not there. He's a toe and fro man. If he's toe, he's not fro. If he's fro, he's not toe. So don't celebrate the devil what he does not have. Sometimes we give him the credit that does not belong to him. They said, in fact, the same Peter, you are Christ, the Son of the living God, flesh and blood. Yes. That was when he now rebuked him. He's in chapter. Maybe that was when Satan now, maybe he now could wake up and say, it's as if they are doing a meeting. My thoughts. Let's quickly go and find out what they are doing there. So you find out that Satan, how could Satan understand the purpose of redemption and allow them to kill Jesus? Couldn't he have done everything to stop that thing? It cannot. Because it does not savor the things of God for the things that be of men. Now listen. That means the realm of Satan is in the realm of the things of men. Which thing? The things of the fallen man. So what is the things around the things of the fallen man? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, the thinkings of man. Is his realm, is his natural realm. What is his realm? The realm of the flesh. You know immediately we ate the tree that the Lord said we should not eat. You know our body fell. Our spirit fell. Our soul fell. Is that not so? Redemption came to reorder the spirit. And when he reordered the spirit and regenerated it, the flesh was not regenerated. No. No. This is what gives ground. Please, I need you to get these two parts. Please. Number one, we fast because of a need. The need is not just because of the tests. Did you see my word? Not just. The test is there, but because of the abiding perseverance and stubbornness of the tester. You must fast because of this. Listen, the body you carry is not a glorious body. You are not with me. Listen to this. When Adam fell, a law was in place. The day ye eat, ye shall surely die. When he said that, it affected the spirit, soul, and body. But when that went on for years, and Satan and the works of the flesh gained mastery of the soul of man, the body of man, because his spirit was dead. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's why there is oppression of darkness in the realm of the soul. There is oppression of darkness in the realm of the flesh, the body. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because if there is no such, how do you see manipulation? People killing babies and pounding them to get money, and money will come. There is manipulations in the realm of that. This with the realm of your soul and your body. I won't go into that now. But this is because the spirit of man is dead. Because the spirit of man is dead, Satan could gain control, could have influence over the soul and the body. But when Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, he regenerated the spirit so that the spirit can now control. Not that because he regenerated the spirit, the soul and the body automatically. No. Redemption covers for the three. But there is a dimension to it. Your spirit is regenerated, but your soul must submit to your spirit. You must keep schooling it by the word. Your body must be subjected to your soul, which is subjected to your spirit, so that continually the Holy Spirit can indwell you. But because this body is not yet glorious, that will happen at rapture. It means the flesh has its own passions. That's why Galatians chapter 5 says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and its passions. They are legitimate passions of the soul and of the body. Legitimate. There are illegitimate by the root of sin. Also, there are times where the tester. Satan has not stopped testing people. He is still the tester. And he has demons and spirits that he also sends out to test and tempt and try. But apart from him, our body alone has its own passions. Because after the fall, something broke in man. You find out that the soul and the body, they became slaves of the motions of sin. Do you know that? You need to please get this. It's not, listen, there is sin itself. The day ye eat, you shall surely die. Disobedience. There is the devil. They are not the same. The devil is not sin. Oh, are you with me? There is sin as a root. It's not a demon. It's not a spirit. It's lawlessness. It's rebellion. It's nothing. It's not a spirit. It's not attributed to any spirit. It's an entity on its own. But there is the devil. That's why there was no devil that told the devil to rebel against God. There's the entity of your will saying no to God. That rebellion is what is called sin. Anybody has capacity for it, including angels? Are you following me? But God now made a being who did not understand sin. Adam knew nothing. So, beings up there knew sin. All angels knew sin. What sin is? Rebellion, what it is. They know it. But by their choice, they will not choose it. They have to decide to choose it on. That's why if they make that choice, they'll be permanent whatever choice they choose. So Satan can't repent. Jesus didn't die for him. Jesus knew sin. Take note of that word, knew sin. He knew what sin and rebellion is. But he will not. The Father knows what it is, but he will not. Adam doesn't know what it is. But for him to be in the class of God, he has to know what it is. Because he said here in chapter 3, he said, man is now like one of us, knowing rebellion and submission. Are you following? Adam, because God wanted to do something, Adam didn't even know what rebellion was. But he was to know it. He was to learn what it is, and like God, choose not to do it. That's why he was just a free person. He could not have capacity to sin because he didn't know it. That's why that tree was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you know he doesn't even know good, he doesn't know evil. He doesn't know what rebellion is. And that was part of the love and compassion of the Father. Not just creating boom like that and he knows it. No. He wanted to school, guide, teach, train. And then after he has eaten as a directive from the Father, because the statement of God in chapter 3 is not like one of us, shows that God was going there. Only that he has gotten it from the wrong influencer. Do you know what devil is called? It's also called influence. Satan has what they call mimshak. So try to look for that. Means somebody that covers. He can influence. He's a deceiver. Uh-huh. Deceiver. So why did God allow Satan to tempt and test Adam? Why did God allow Satan to test Jesus? Test is normal. To prove your loyalty. It's not like it's the normal rule and law. Are you with me now? So you find out that immediately Adam ate, something operated. Hope you know, hallelujah. None of the beings in heaven has spirit, soul, and body. Soul and body. In heaven, have spirit, soul, and body. What they have is spirit and soul. They don't have material body. Take note when I say the body I mean is material body, physical body. They have their own celestial body, which in itself is not our kind of body. But we are the ones that have the kind of material body. Even our body like this, God does not have this material body. Do you know that? Yes. He says it's a spirit. Angels are spirit. Devil is a spirit. We are the... Now, it's because we have... That's why Hebrews 2 says, as the sons are, they are flesh and blood. He himself took part of the same, so that he can set us free from the one who has the power over death. If Jesus was not part of this, we can't be redeemed. You can only redeem flesh and blood, those who have souls. Oh, you didn't get it. You can't redeem angels. Because they don't have flesh and blood. There's something about flesh and blood. Only God can explain that to us. What it means in his sight. It's big God. Yes, it was with the physical body. So,
I also asked, is that why God cannot forgive Satan?
Yes, that's the reason. Because Satan, God cannot forgive Satan because Satan knew rebellion. And he chose rebellion. Adam did not know rebellion. He was influenced to choose rebellion. That's why he must be redeemed. That's why redemption is never your work. It's a gift. Your problem will be you didn't accept it. When you accept it, you must keep working it. Are you with me? Now, let's go back. You now find out that there's something about this body. This body's redemption is going to be on the day of rapture. Death, where is their power? Grave, where is their sting? Now, immortality will now swallow mortality. We shall not. That's why I said that in heaven there is no marriage. Because we shall be as the angels. But while we are here, the tempter say, I have hope. Because of the body. Because of the soul. So fasting directly affects your body. Oh, there's no marker here. Look at this. You cannot see, don't let anybody make you think as if your body is not important. Your body is very important too. All these teachings is important. Because that body is the authority on the earth. Body is important. That's why Jesus Christ had a body. He had to enter into a body to redeem us. The person they nailed on the cross, yes, they nailed his body. Body is important too. Body is too key. We can't go into it. We'll trust the Lord for another time as He will grant us help and insight into it. We're dealing with fasting. Are we together? I need to stop now. So you find out that if you are saved by faith, your spirit is regenerated. You know what it means? Your spirit cannot respond to God. Again, say that easily. Don't let the devil make you think otherwise. Easily. The engine room is now alright. But the body and the tire is still somehow. We still need to walk. That's why we need an helper. Oh, you are not with me now. Hope you know the Father is in heaven. Jesus came in body. Only the Holy Spirit can stay in us. Listen, Jesus cannot stay in us when he was here. That's why, what was his statement? He said, it is expedient for you that I go away. A local translation. Go and read all translations of that scripture. He said, it is advantageous for me to leave. More or less, if another translation says, it is advisable for me to go. If I don't go, and the one of the beings of the Trinity does not dwell in you, the tester. Listen, Satan was not destroyed when Jesus died. Because the word destroy means it does not exist again. It is his rulership, his power, his authority that was taken away. And it's only taken away for anyone who believes in the one who takes it away. Who took it away? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
It is the coming of Christ that shall close all activities of the devil. But for now, before that time, God must tell the whole world what he did in Christ Jesus. When you now accept him, do you find out that you genuinely accepted Christ? But the motions of sin still keep fighting. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many of you have asked, am I not born again? Eh? Because you'll be fine. I'm born again now. The flesh is not saved. It's like we've changed this thing. All these ones are used to something. We now have to be controlling them from here. I mean, from the inside, we now be controlling the body. And it does not mean because you control them once, they now know how to be controlled. No. No. The realm of your soul is the realm of your affection, is the realm of your thinking, is the realm of your imagination, is the realm of your thoughts. Jesus Christ, the realm of your will and your choice. Jesus Christ did not die to take away your emotions. No. He died to regenerate your spirit so that your spirit cannot control your soul and your will, your choices, your emotions. That is what still gives the tester space for influence. And because he is not everywhere, he now planted a system called worldliness. That has in it is mindset. So Satan is not there, but his principles are there. That's what is called worldliness. That's why the Bible says, he that loveth the world. It didn't say loveth the devil. He that loveth the world, the love of the Father. Because the world is a system that carries the principle of Lucifer, of the fallen nature of man. So, Lucifer can be holding a meeting in UK. Worldliness is in Africa. And it's not there. Because the flesh identifies easily with that principle. That's why spirituality is the intention of God, not just regeneration. The goal of the Father is spirituality, not regeneration. The goal, the objective of the Father. Regeneration is the means to spirituality. Because all the Father wants are children led by the Spirit. Oh, are you following me?
Yes,
sir. Excuse me. When were you regenerated? What happened the day you believed? And then you became born.
Yes.
You know, born. When were you born? Again, I mean.
Yes.
When were you born again with the life of God inside your spirit? The day you received Christ. Yes. Now, everyone born must grow. Yes. Do you give birth to a child? You rejoice that that child is born. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
If after 10 years, he's still crawling. What happens to a father? Listen, the joy of being born and the joy of growth. Which is the greater joy?
The joy of growth.
I gave birth to Ore, God forbid. You gave birth to a child, God forbid. When that child comes out of the mother, you rejoice. That's what the Bible says. There is rejoicing. Now take note of the Bible. The angels rejoice. Go and look at your Bible. Not the Father rejoice. The angels rejoice. But you hear the Bible now said, it was, listen, when Jesus was born, who rejoiced?
Angels.
Who sang?
Angels.
Who announced?
Angels.
But when did God spoke?
When he had matured.
When he was a son. He now expressed his pleasure. This, he didn't send an angel to say it that time. Eh? He did the announcements, explanation, joy himself. Angels could rejoice at birth, not the Father. The Father only comes to authorize at maturity. So the goal of the Father is spirituality, not regeneration. Regeneration is the means. That's why when we are born again, we don't die immediately. Because the Father has not seen what gives him pleasure yet. He has only started. It has not been reached. And Satan will struggle with this. So that this does not come. Because it is the more you allow your inner man to control this, that you are growing. Are we together? Trusting the Lord, are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Take note. Even Jesus Christ did not do as if he was I am Jesus. In those days, he ate not. Because he knows this thing. Cooperate easily with the world. Eh? Are you with me? Are you shocked that you got saved? But the things you didn't believe you could do, you went back to it. And you, only for you, you know, later you came back, you say, what happened to me? That's the question you'll be asking. Because now the inner man is talking. You see, he wasn't talking before. Because this thing, the soul and the body, have silenced him. So when these ones have finished their assignments, The man inside now say, when you're hearing me talking to you, you now be saying something like, I didn't even know. The Lord spoke to me, oh. Has it happened to you before? It has happened to me, oh. Yes, but the Lord spoke to me, oh. Hey, but why did, but I'm a spiritual, but why did I not, why was I not, you'll be saying all kinds of things. You know why? There's something you need to understand about fasting. Fasting is not for things. That's why one of the things a child of God must learn from the day he is saved is learning how to fast. Because fasting does something to this flesh. Till revelation gains control. Listen to me. Victory over the flesh is not by fasting. But fasting allows the man on the inside, his voice to be strong, to gain ascendancy. Fasting helps. Listen to this. When you find out that something is gripping you like this, are you with me? Yes. That you are saying no in the name of Jesus. No, this cannot be the thing the world is giving me. That's the fact. In those days, he fasted.
It's just like Jesus dug in his best as a man of life. He dug into his best.
He's the best. Because I speak freely to you. Normally, when you fast, you don't have, I'm not just talking about 2 hours fast, you 12. Not that kind of, that's not fast. That's not this type of fasting we are dealing with. We shall go into a type of fast. Are you with me now? We are dealing with a foundation in fasting. Are you getting me? When you fast, fasting that your body, you know, do you know food is spiritual? It was by eating we fell. To gain life, we have to eat the Lord's Supper again. To be identified with Christ and carry, which by eating. We have to eat. There's something about food though. Eating is not normal. You are what you eat. Don't just eat anything. Carry gala, carry chops. You are what you eat. It tells on your body. I tell you the truth. Do you know that normally if I drink pap in the morning, pap in the night, I will wake up 3 or 4. If the Spirit of God says you pray, I will pray. But if I eat a bar, I will sleep. So the type of what I eat, once a bar strengthens my body, flesh is active. Oh, you didn't get it. See how food has strengthened my flesh. I can't hide from you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Do you know naturally? When you are doing real fast, if somebody anger you, you can just look at him like this. You may be angry, but because where is the strength to shout? You are not with me. To pray is trouble. Because how many of them are fasted and you've just been nodding your head? Why? To talk. It's an issue. Have you noticed that people do immediately they finish eating? People talk better because they have strength to talk. So I found out that food has a connection with my body to help my flesh. Someone has said, Rovinga, it is we will fast all our life. This wait first. Do you know I have often observed that then when I'm struggling with the loss of the flesh and loss for women. See, when I'm re-fast, this is not before revelation came. Re-fast, if women pass, it will look like, in fact, you will know that, that person is beautiful, but the capacity to think further is not there. I took time to observe this. That's why, in that period of fasting, you dig into the word for revelation. So that when you go back to eating, revelation remains and sustains you. And in, see, let me tell you something. I hope you didn't miss this point though. This point of when some things have grip on you as if you're not following me. There are stages in life like that. It doesn't come all the time. Like this, it will look as if you are not understanding why you are doing what you are doing and behaving or thinking. You will go and pray. It's as if that prayer is not working. In fact, you'll be reading the Bible, it will not open. And in those days, he fasted. Take note. Not eating is not the biblical fast. Just say, I'm not eating. It's not eating and communing with the Lord. That's fasting. That's what makes fasting. That's why it's fasting and prayer. Real fast is, since I'm not eating, you are communicating with God to strengthen the inner man. Listen, that's why some people say fasting is the price of power. No. Listen to what it is. Joseph has been called by God as a Bible teacher, such that the revelations of God's word in his mouth will break the hardness of the heart of soldiers. Are you with me now? Where is the power for utterance? It's in his spirit. Are you with me? What you call the gift of the spirit, where is it? It's not your head. I carry anointing on my head. It's a lie. Anything the Holy Spirit does, where is it dwelling? In your spirit. So everything with him is where? In your spirit. But now, for that thing in your spirit to come out well, unhindered, you need to shut down the passageway. Which is what? In these 21 years I've worked with God, I found that there are times where I fast, what seems to be weighty. Sometimes I'm asking, why is this so? Because what is inside you wants to come out. Do you know? Let me ask you a question. Imagine you are preaching because you just finished beans and plantain. Listen, you just finished beans and plantain. And before that time, you ate chips and zobo. You now want to preach a 2 hour message. Now you got there, your stomach is now doing brugru. And you are Belgian. Oh, you're not following me. I went to preach sometimes in Lagos. When the word of God came, that's when you know me. You know, all those purging. The thing was doing, how can you be preaching with stomachache? What was responding? The food I ate. I found myself, just said to people, let's begin to pray. As they were praying, I was looking for toilet. Excuse me, what the Holy Spirit would have done in that meeting? Was he able to do it? Because I went to toilet. Only to come back. And you know, there are some seasons and times. Your spirit is sharp. That's why Jesus, so that he can properly respond to the tester, in those days he ate nothing. It's there are some times it's very strong on you when you notice that what's going on? You don't fast for car. You don't fast. The reason why you fast is the tester is attacking your mind. Unbelief that is this thing possible is beginning to come. And it's almost weighing you down. In those days, you must fast. So that faith can what? Rise back. Are you with me? It's not, you are not fasting for that. It's not for car. It's that unbelief comes, say, no, I refuse to disbelieve God. But it's as if the more you say, I refuse to disbelieve God, it's as if the more that thing is pouncing on you. How many of you have had something happen? You push it away. In the name of Jesus. But he kept coming. He kept coming. When you find out that, what's gripping me? What is gripping me? That's the time to stop drinking water. That's the time to stop food. When I say stop drinking water, you are not just going to gulp water. You man now must gulp water because you need it. Now's the time to say, No. You declare for yourself the next day, this grip is unusual. This presence is an attack. You know there are attacks, so I experienced one in the north. It was as if every spirit of immorality was talking to me. Come and do it. I'm telling you. You know, oh, you are not with me. This is not, I want to go. You know, it's not, I want to go and commit immorality. It's as if everything about me is like, it's as if go and do it now. It has to be now. I remember one lady came. Now my wife knows her. Rabbi. Because I'm the state Bible study secretary. And I was sleeping. Immediately she opened the door and came. Oh, you know that some ladies are on a normal day. To you, they are not beautiful. But that time, they'll be beautiful. They'll be so beautiful as if there is no other beauty. Because there's something sponsoring an attack. And most of the time, attack comes because power is going to follow. Uplifting and responsibility in the kingdom is going to follow. I'm dealing with attack, not the works of the flesh. You see, some of you don't differentiate between the works of the flesh and attack. They are different. They are very different. Do you know as that girl came in, everything in the world was telling me, take her now. And I tell you the truth, if I tell that girl that she leave because she's too fond of me, guess what I did? I didn't sit down there to say, so what do you, I just woke up and I said, what do you want? So what's the issue? Let's pray. No. I ran practically. I left the room and I refused to come. You see, you don't, in a way, that's a type of fast. I will go there. Abstinence. Because fasting too is abstinence from food. So understand fasting. That's not the time to call a lady. No matter how spiritual they are. You don't dial their number. Everything in the world is telling you, you. That's not the time to chat at 11. It's a type of fast. You know, you can fast with time. From 7, no call with any lady. It's fasting. Abstinence. We'll go into that deeply. So when we say you must fast, fasting is a lifestyle. It's beyond food. Oh, I'm already touching it. But I don't want to touch it because I want to explain it. Trusting Baba, he will grant us depth in it. We fast because of need. Need because of the tester. The tester. Don't forget that since the tester is not omnipresent, he has also put worldliness. So it now looks as if the tester is always with us. Oh, you do get me now. So it now looks as there's no time the tester has left. Why? He also looked at it and said, ha, I can't always be with them. I must put a system that they cannot separate from. That will always carry my influence any day, anytime. So, while I'm not with them, I am with them. As we are talking now, Satan and his demons may not even be around this area at all for now. Maybe they've gone for one assignment. But the things they've planted, they are with us. Because this Mr. Flesh, no, this body, because Mr. Flesh has been crucified. The will is the Mr. Flesh. The will, the one that liked to, is what they crucified. Listen, Jesus Christ did not crucify sin, the presence of sin. No. He did not destroy the body that responds to sin. What he crucified is the middleman, the will that responds to sin. The desire to sin was what he finished, not sin. If it's sin, we should not see it at all. I feel like it, yo, is what he crucified. Such that when a believer goes to sin, it will be deliberate. It will be by choice, not by force. Before he was regenerated, it's by force. It's under it. But now it's by choice. Now take note. You say, ah, but sir, what happens to me who fell into sin after I'm born again? You are a babe. immature. The father can bear with that. That's why they will ask you to come in again. So yeah, come. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Teachings, books. That's why they put you under disciples. And this is the rule of the kingdom. To turn every baby into a father themselves. And mothers who can raise others. So imagine people who are supposed to be fathers spend long time as babies. What happened to the coming babies? Satan will have a free day over the body of Christ. Eh? That's also okay. There will be many, let me add, unnecessary babies. Let me ask you. If you see a small child, what can you not do to a small child? You can kick it. You can kick a child if you are wicked than me. Can I kick sister to him? God forbid. If I slap this girl, she may be like, what did I do? She will ask me. Let me slap her again. One time she'll say, what happened? What did I? You did not expect to. She will speak up. But if I slap her like that, if I keep slapping, the only thing she can be doing is what? Crying. She can ask me. Do you know she can even carry her bag and say, I don't understand. This is the seventh day you are slapping me. I'm no more comfortable here. She can carry her bag. Is that not so? She can decide. Because she's mature. But a baby already can't leave this house. She'll be every day. That's why you see children molested are really battered. That's why when Satan also battered some babes so long, it now looks as they cannot grow again. It will take, no, did you get me? It looks like, not as if they can't grow again. What they should have gained is being lost. That's why discipleship is the father's means to put you immediately, you are regenerated, to school you spiritually. Now imagine a discipler who is a babe. Eh? Immediately somebody is saved, we must introduce them to fasting, but not the type of understanding of fasting that all of us had initially. Because fasting can bring pride. Did you get it now? Because we fast, we don't know why our own... You know, I told you, I said, you know why we did not start from Elijah's fast? We did not go to Daniel. They are not our example. Daniel is not our high priest. That's why we started from Jesus. Somebody like to talk about Daniel's fast. Leave Daniel's fast. First of all, look at the master that our father said, this is my beloved son. That's where to start the reference point of all your messages as a preacher. If you must talk about Daniel, make sure that you have in your hand like this, as it were, you are coming to Jesus. But if it is not Jesus you are revealing, Daniel alone is not enough. Elijah is not our template, but Jesus. Are we together? I want you to pray. But before you pray, get it. So because babes are not what? They are like this. You must quickly return them to the importance of fasting. So imagine a babe, after he got born again, fasting became a lifestyle. It means he has more chance for his spirit to grow quickly. Because the spirit is there. But the only way it will grow is that it has more voice. So this babe learned to recognize, oh, that's okay. This was the Holy Spirit's talk. This is how he's talk. Let me tell you something. One of the things that helped me, I didn't know. Upon better reflection, I discovered. When I was, of course, I'm still part, the apostolic church. Do you know one of the things that make holiness movement look like a strong movement in those years? They were continually given to fasting and prayer. So we now say, in our days, we were overcoming sin. No, we later discover. You didn't have revelation like our days. But the reason why it was easier for your flesh to always be under is that you people were looking for, you were looking so called for power. To work with, you know, in those days of SU, people fasted just to be more holy. Bad industry. They just said, I just want to, my heart to be focused on God. They will not eat for 21 days. When I had buy your family's kind of fast in school, you are shocked. Dry, marathon, 21. People are going to lecture. In fact, I think he mentioned more than that. Imagine somebody is kind of dry and is going to lecture, is going to vigil. That time, you now hear people like Baba, your family, Brogbillian, they will not say, holiness was our life. No, we saw later. you learn to begin to school the flesh easily. You will hear, it was a normal thing to hear, you are in your worst day of fast now. I remember some brothers will say, I have not yet crucified this flesh. I will not eat until God grant me victory. No wonder it was easy. Now, the mistake was that it now brought him pride. That's why you see holiness people, they now look at you and say, can you imagine? You are eating. Can you ever be holy like this? I remember one meeting like that. That's how brethren then began to talk. You see the flesh now, I jack it again. Can you be holy like this? You have not fasted for 7 days. You want the sister, you be holy. What are you doing around the sister? I don't care so stay. Let Rabbi speak to you about this time, Sam Brogbili. What are you doing? If you want to be holy, you've not gone for 14 days. How you have been sanctified? It looked like excesses, but it helped. Our days, we have revelation, knowledge, but can't discipline the flesh. And in those days, he fasted. This is where we're going to stop. May God help you see. You don't fast for anything. You know why you must regularly fast? Eh? Why? Who can help me now? One, the tester, the tempter, and his principles. Two, the tester and the tempter. Eh? It's our hour of need. But, okay, let's make it three. One, is needful. Now, what is the need? The tester, and also your spirit must always gain ascendancy. So you are fasting regularly so that your body will be used to the language of your inner man. Because it takes practice for mastery. It takes what? Practice for mastery. Your body must learn to hear the spirit. You know the meaning of I've been praying, I'm not hearing God. What is that? Tell me, please. There's nothing. It's not as if God didn't speak. Koligbo, because. Thank you, sweetheart. OTD is blocking. If you understand this, you know when we are raptured, we'll not fast again. Why? The body. So there'll be no need for fast. Yes, we're going to go into question and answer now. We're going to go into question and answer now, but we want to also pray. I want you to understand that. Do you know, as a missionary evangelist, you are going to be facing some serious assignment? Let me tell you something. There are some lands, if you are a serious servant of God, God will always add responsibility to you. You are faithful now for 2 years serving the Lord. The Lord can tell, he can tell me, your brother, and said, my son has been faithful. I want him here. He must go and uproot that land. And singularly, you will look like a pioneer missionary. And then you will go there, God says, that's an assignment. Do you know if you have not mastered how to hear the Spirit, one small knockout might make you lose ministry and your face. Those who by the reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern between God. How can they have their senses exercised when they pay attention by practice to the word of God? One of the ways your senses can be alert is that your body is always put in subjection. The only way to put it in subjection, one of it, is by fasting. And I tell you, I've just shown you a hint. You can fast with time. You can fast with something, because fasting simply means abstinence from pleasure. The body is not only used to food. The body is used to other pleasures, which we are going to discuss. We will pray, we'll take question and answer. I want you to ask the Lord. Food must not be my God. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. You see food, you can't control yourself. People suddenly become happy when they see food. Joy when they see food. God has delivered me. But then, joy when I see beans. How can Holy Ghost tell me start fasting? Say, Lord, maybe later till tomorrow. You are an idol worshiper. Oh.